This is an executive summary of REITs and UBIT in retirement accounts, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. One question that comes up when investors hold real estate in a retirement account is the unrelated business income tax, UBIT. The fear is that holding income-producing real estate, or a leveraged real estate vehicle, inside an IRA could trigger a tax even though IRAs are supposed to be tax-deferred. For ordinary, publicly traded REIT shares, that fear is generally misplaced. Publicly traded REIT dividends are treated as passive, excluded income, so holding traded REIT shares in an IRA typically does not trigger UBIT, even though the REIT itself uses leverage at the entity level, because that leverage does not pass through to shareholders as unrelated debt-financed income. The UBIT and unrelated debt-financed income concerns that do arise in IRAs tend to involve certain private or partnership structures, or directly debt-financed investments, rather than ordinary traded REIT shares. So most REIT investing in an IRA is UBIT safe. The niche risk is specific leveraged or partnership vehicles. This guide explains, educationally, what UBIT is and when it does and does not apply. It is not tax advice, so verify the current rules with your tax advisor and custodian. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.